my role, also known as my role flame. Coming with laughs and coming with jams. On Love Lounge, baby, you better catch it when you can. Dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics. Shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Yeah. We gon' laugh, cut them and kick it. And at the end, we leaving with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit. Old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
Flamettes, bring it in. We got some shit to talk about. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good somewhere. I don't know where you at. Come on in, Flamettes. Come on. Come on. Come on in the room. And I'm on time today. That's because I ain't got no makeup on. I'm looking like her and him right about now, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm cold. That's why I got on my onesie. Y'all know what I look like on the other side. Hell. I'm still battling this damn cold. It's almost over, though. Hello, welcome. Come on in, y'all. Okay, let me change glasses, because I can't see not now thing. Not now thing. And Flamettes, I'm really depending on you all today, because I am not at 100, but I know my Flamettes will pick up the slack. Since my co-host can't be here today, prayers for my co-host, Lauren Hogan, on the loss of her beautiful mom, Miss Marsha, who was one of the, who was a Flamette and always gave her, gave us her input and let us know how this and that. Hey, Frankie. So we appreciate Miss Marsha. And yeah, prayers to my co-host, Lauren. But Kendall is here and I'm here and y'all coming on in because we got some stuff to talk about. You see, I ain't changed. As you see, I got on the same glow. But I put on some her because, you know, I was trying to distract like Donald Trump. I'm distracting. Shit. So we're going to have topics today. We're talking about a lot. So much has happened in a week. So much has happened in a week, talking about the football players and the Rittenhouse case. Hey, gossiping heifers, we're going to talk about the Ahmaud Arbery case. We're going to cover a lot of bases. And it's three football players in the news that we must talk about. One is Henry Ruggs III, which is the young man from the, he was the Vegas Raider and 22 years old, just signed a major contract with the Raiders. Out joyriding at top speed, crazy, with a gun in the car. They found liquor on him. And child, he hit this woman and killed her and her dog. And you know how white folks is about their dogs. Child, they're going to be more bad about the damn dog than he is anything else. And she was not even a white woman. She was an immigrant who was waiting to get her documentation to become a legalized citizen. But child, you know how white folks is about their dogs, baby. They got car insurance, life insurance, burial insurance, parties, and yeah. Graduations, they do all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it jokingly, but they are very overprotective about their dogs. Thank you guys. Come on in. Come on in. But you know what? We got to talk about it and we got to keep it moving. It was very tragic. And the girlfriend was in the car with him. Thank God that him and her were both spared. But was he spared? That was a traumatic experience. And this is a voting year and he's 22 years old. And the Raiders dropped him the same night. What? No, we going to work with you and woo woo woo. They dropped him the exact same night. They dropped him the same night. Terrible. Uh-huh. Right. They told Colin Kaepernick up. But here's the thing about that one. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to bring up the other football players, Aaron Rodgers, who... Well, did he lie or was it a play on words? I'm asking y'all. Did he lie because he said I'm immunized. He didn't say vaccinated. He says I'm immunized. But then he tested positive and played. And that was the only reason they found out, because he tested positive. And then they had to go into some records to see that he wasn't vaccinated. But Kyrie Irving, who said, I ain't taking it, to hell with you, the league, Goodell and everybody else. Y'all been handing him his ass. But the difference is this color and this color. I said it. Was it a play on words? It's very scary. You like my hair? Okay, thank you. I want to put on some big hair. So y'all can be distracted from my onesie, because y'all ain't getting no titties or none today. I'm cold. Kendall got his sweater on, so I got on mine. Marky Mark said it was a play on words. These people are our saviors. They are human. Well, they protesting here in California and everything, because they're fighting it. You know, don't mandate nothing. Don't tell me what I need to put in my body. It is getting Very scary and very out of hand, y'all. Catrice said he lied. Oh, I don't want to think that he lied. The difference is that Aaron Rodgers pretended to get the jab while Kyrie outright declined it. Well, you know, and isn't that all right? But that's what the world is not coming to that. They want you to do what they want you to do. So come on in and talk about it with me, y'all. Because I told you, Flame Ass, I'm depending on y'all today to come on with it. So before we get to the other stuff, let's stay with these football players. Because we got to get to Travis Scott and all them young people who lost their lives. Good God, babies.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good something somewhere. Because it's morning somewhere, it's evening somewhere, and it's afternoon somewhere.
So to answer your question, I don't think he lied. I just think he believes in a different type of medicine. He doesn't believe in the doctor.
No. That wasn't it. They asked him, had he had the vaccine? And he said, I'm immunized. Now, that's what I'm saying. Is that a play on words or?
I agree with Mark, but Mark said it's a play on words. I agree.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but they gave Kyrie Irving a hard time because he was like, I just don't want to take it.
But I think the issue with that is because Kyrie Irving is in New York, and New York State is mandating it, just like here, our state mandated it. So it may not be that the NBA is mandating it, but the state is mandating it. So, I mean, it's a hard thing that we're dealing with right now, to be honest. It shouldn't have to be mandate. You should be able to do what you want, get what you want, however you want to get it. But it's the world that we're living in right now.
You know, it's just, I was just sitting here talking to Kendall about the whole thing, and I was like, oof. They're down here protesting in California big time that they don't want to do it, and I hope this does not cause a war in our country, a civil war, because some people want to and some people don't. And the fact that they're feeling forced is probably the problem.
I don't like to be forced to do something, but like some of us, we had to do it because of our places of employment, and you got to support your family. Now, some people are able not to do it, and they're still able to support their family. I don't like being forced to do anything. I think you're taking away my right to choose, and we should always have a right to choose, whatever
yeah.
it is that happens in our body.
Well, you know what? Oh shit, that scared the hell out of me. What was that light went out? You know what, Cassie? Let's get off of that. Let's get back to the 22-year-old football player. His name was Henry Ruggs Jr. Henry Ruggs III, because he was the third one, 22 years old, driving that luxury car after signing a major deal with the Vegas Raiders and driving that car at 156 miles an hour and killed that woman and her dog. Now, him and the girlfriend didn't die.
I think he was spared because he's paying the price now just thinking about that. What he did.
Hi, Dawn.
Time is
Dawn. Well, here's the thing, and we talked about this on Coffee Time earlier this week. You take these boys from rags to riches overnight. You don't surround them with a team to teach them how to handle money and how to handle that fame. Fame is poison, what you don't know. You think it's beautiful on one side, there's two sides to fame. And a lot of people ain't ready to handle the other side. And he's 22. He young. They needed a team around him. And when they making that much money and he is the breadwinner for so many people, nobody was going to tell him no. Nobody was going to tell him no.
I know, but he still could have used some common sense.
22, honey. 22 years old and filthy rich. Ain't no common sense, Cassie. Ain't no common sense. I'm rich. I can do what the fuck I want to do. That's the common sense. Come on, Dawn. Jump in here. Because you making all 22. These. Look, girl, you doing all this. What you got?
I was 22 with a 1989 Chevy Cavalier. You couldn't do that. So, can you imagine me having that kind of money?
I agree with everything you said, Flavin. I don't. They set my children up for failure.
I'm telling you, and it's a voting year, Cassie, and he's 22 years old, and the Raiders dropped him the same night. They didn't wait. They dropped him the same night.
It's time. This is when the older football players that are in retirement need to come and talk to the younger ones. This is when they need to grab and say, look, this is what the deal is, and if you don't do what play by the rules, you don't do what you're supposed to do. If you don't handle your money the way you're supposed to handle it, you're going to be broke, you're going to be broken, and you're going to be a has-been. Okay? You can't get... They do this to our kids because, like you said, they know they come from broken... Some of them come from broken homes. They are the breadwinners of the family.
Yeah.
what they want to do is get their mother a house.
All black young black boys, that's their dream. I want to buy my mama a house.
Most of the time, the father is not in the picture. If he is, he has moved on with another family. Okay? So you got to train these young men that, look, you have your whole life ahead of you. But if you're going to allow this money to ruin you, that's what exactly it's going to do, ruin you. And look what happened.
I don't agree with that just because of the climate that we're in. He knew he was too drunk to hop in that car, and he could have just called an Uber. He could have called a Lyft. Somebody could have drove him, but he chose to hop in the car and drive under the extreme influence, not just a little bit of influence, but he was under the extreme influence. And I believe that he was spared so that it could teach him a lesson. And it's sad that somebody had to pass away because of it.
Hold on, we all know that we shouldn't drive in the car under the right. But let's take liquor out the picture. You were 22, I was 22. What did you do that could have caused you to either go to jail?
I did the same thing, but I drove really slow. I had the music blasting and I had the windows open, and I made it home. But I shouldn't have did it. But I still did the same thing.
Exactly.
You also were not a millionaire and had just gotten signed by a major. You were not a millionaire. He just got signed by a major deal with about Las Vegas Raiders. The difference, you can't compare it. It's like comparing apples to oranges. There is no comparison, Cassie, because, which is why I love the show Survivor's Remorse so much, because Tashina Arnold, who played, they went from rags to riches, but because she had such a strong base as the woman and the monarchy in that family, she trained her son not to make mistakes, and he made mistakes, and his sister made plenty of mistakes. But what it was is that they had somebody watching over them. They had the uncle, and they had family member. This young man didn't have nobody over him to tell. And that boy still, on Survivor's Remorse, the show, he still respected his mother. I don't know the situation with this young man, Henry Suggs Jr., but Henry Suggs III, Henry Ruggs, but I can only imagine that if I'm the breadwinner and I'm making all the money, you know whoever make all the money run everything.
Run everything. It's just like the young lady at the track star. Same thing. You know, look at the mistake it caused her. Yeah, of course she knew better, but we don't know what she was dealing with. But look what it cost her.
Right.
You know, it cost her. We have to start talking to our young kids, our young men and women. We need to get back to them and say, hey, I get it. But don't lose it in one night. He went from rag to riches within 12 hours.
Yeah.
156 miles per hour, that was just not...
And the girlfriend was in the car with him and told him, apparently, according to the news media, she told him to slow. And he had a gun in the car. And he was drinking. So, you know, I feel so bad for the people who died. I feel bad for him.
Oh.
Partially. Because life is choices. Life is choices.
And who's to say he has a college education? Who's to say he finished college? He may have not finished. You know, and now he has this felony on top of him.
It's a voting year. The football league dropped him. They're going to slam him. I'm sorry to say that. They're going to slam him.
An example out of him. Exactly. So we need to start teaching. We need to get back to where our grandmamas and grandfathers and our uncles and our aunts taught us how to act when we were that age. We may not have listened totally, but something in your mind said, okay, all right, let me pull back. But of course, we weren't millionaires either.
Hello. You know? I ain't never had that title, but I'm working on it.
No. But let me tell you something. You could, like I told you, you couldn't tell me a damn thing in that 1989 white Chevy Cavalier my mom and daddy bought for me.
Ooh.
I was flying all over.
What was I doing in 1989? Oh, I can't tell y'all, because if I tell y'all, they might come back and arrest me. I'm not going to tell y'all shit.
It was an 89 Cavalier, but I got it in 91.
So, Dawn, I want to ask you your opinion on the two football players, Aaron Rodgers, the one. Now, do you think that was a play on words, or do you think he lied? And Kyrie Irving, who stood his ground and said, I'm not taking it. Take me off the games. I ain't taking it.
Well, I think if Kyrie Irving was white, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation, period.
Ooh.
But it's also football and NBA, too.
It wouldn't matter if it was ice hockey.
It ain't that many of us in ice hockey, so don't worry.
Well, give us time. We're going to get it. I'm not dismissing you, Cassie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dismissing you or what you're saying, because I understand that. But if Kyrie was white, and just like Aaron Rodgers, we wouldn't hear nothing about it, just like we didn't hear nothing about Aaron Rodgers not taking the vaccine.
Okay.
And he only got busted because he tested positive, which you can still have the be vaccinated and test positive. But then they dug into his records to realize that, oh, nigga, that ain't, you said I'm immunized. You didn't say, you know, so the way he said he was immunized made you think that he was fully vaccinated.
He lied. You know, the disparity in this country is just laughable sometimes. You know, it's unsettling to me that blatantly white people can get away. White privilege is beautiful at its best, but you can't have a hint of chocolate inside of you because you will get called down to the carpet every time.
I might get put in IG jail behind this, but I truly believe that if you go to take a test and if they ask you, you should tell them that you are, because I think they sense something else when you're not, when you say you're not vaxxed, especially after today, because the mandate hit hard in California today. Baby, they rioting in the streets downtown. I ain't going down there.
Well, I told you when I went home in August that when I went to my doctor, they saw that I let the nurse practitioner know. I said, hey, I just want to let you know that I did take the vaccine. She said, well, yeah, I see that you took it here in June 8th. I said, no, ma'am, I took the first half May something, whatever it was. Then I took the second half. So you're reporting wrong information. I'm fully vaccinated. So if they did it to me and I caught it, how many other people they did it to?
Interesting.
And they report net shit to the news. Excuse me, my potty mouth. Mm. They report net to the news, to the media.
We want the potty mouth. Just laugh and learn. We want it potty. We want it double potty.
I'm just saying. You know, but if he was white, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it.
Hi, Marky Mark.
Hi, hey guys.
Hello.
I have a different perspective on this. So I think this is really going to open up the conversation as to how important people's medical decisions are.
Oh, let's not do too much COVID because they're going to block us.
No, I get you. I'm gonna be careful. I think when it comes to medicine, though, I think this is why it's important. He believes in a holistic medicine, right? Now, if you ask Bay will tell you that a DO, who is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, they're the same thing, they're doctors. The one's a medical doctor, one's a DO. He will tell you he will not go see a DO if his life was on the line, because he thinks that DOs are below medical doctors, even though they both are physicians, right? Now, this Aaron Rodgers guy, if you want to have a conversation about holistic medicine, they believe in something totally different. So in his mind, if he believes and practices holistic medicine, and if he believes that he was immunized with whatever nasal spray he got, that's his business. Because do we go around asking women?
That's not his business. Stop. That's not his business. He works on a team. He has to be responsible for everybody else on his team. That is not true, Mark. I can't give you a pass on that, player, because he should have been more responsible. He could have killed somebody.
That's right. Well,
but that's the thing. They're not required to get vaccinated.
They are required to get vaccinated. The football league is making them required, unless you got Roger religion.
Goodell. Yeah, Roger Goodell is blatant, adamant about it.
No, so they're not required to get vaccinated. They either get vaccinated or they have to undergo testing weekly. They have those options. So they're not required to get
Well, vaccinated. Let me tell you something. His was not a play on words, and I hear what you're saying, but by him saying that he was immunized and lying, he put his entire team in trouble. He did. And everybody else around him, not just the team, the water boys, the coaches, the people who rub you out and shit. Everybody he came in contact with. And he had to wear his mask all the time. And they say he didn't. So the difference to me, and I ain't making it a thing about Aaron Rodgers, how he did it. I'm saying that Kyrie Irving, the black man, stood on his principle and said, I ain't taking that shit. Y'all suspended him for 10 games. But this one lied and put everybody's life in jeopardy. And
the football season is almost over with.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I do believe, and I've said this personally on here before from a personal perspective, I will make the decision when it's right for me. But in the meantime, whatever consequences are a result of me not getting vaccinated, I have to accept that I can't complain about. So I agree. Like, I respect Kyrie because Kyrie said, I'm not getting vaccinated. And he knew that was millions of dollars on the line. And he stuck with his own conscience and said, I'm not doing it. So I respect that. And I do think Aaron Rodgers would have been more tasteful if he would have, yes, said, hey, I am immunized in my perspective with holistic medicine. However, I have not received an actual COVID vaccine, right? That would have been different, because he should have. It's not fair.
There they go. They got you in IG jail.
Well, other
Marky Mark, come on back. Where you at?
He's still on.
Okay.
He's still on.
Okay. Yeah, so I, that's all I say. I do agree. I see both points, but I do think the bigger conversation will eventually come to people's choice with medicine. Because do we go up asking, I've talked about this before, I said abortions, and that's health, that's someone's personal health decision, right? Same thing with vaccines. And we know who is vaccinated on here and who's not, because we've said it, and we've stuck, and we've laid our ground. But do we go ask women?
Look, who? Look, who?
But it's the same thing. I don't think it's fair.
The reason I can't beat Aaron Rodgers up, what happened?
I think we're overly involved in people's business. I get that he's a public figure and that he has a team. You know, that's someone, I have my own perspective on that. But we need to stop looking at these people like they are our saviors. They're not. Like you always say, the S on Superman's chest stands for save yourself.
Save your goddamn
that's
self.
What we need to be worried about. So why we are putting these people on a pedestal and expecting them to be the role model and example, that's a huge decision. And like Teresa Griffin said, she had a horrible reaction to her vaccine.
Well, right? She also has lupus. So she has a huge underlying condition because she has lupus that she talks about on her lab all the time. See, so that's what makes it scary, because they keep talking about, oh, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. It's 1 in 1,000. Okay, so what if I'm that 1 in 1,000?
Yeah, right.
And they got to cut my leg off, or they got to amputate my arm because the reaction was just too. Yeah. Miss Mark, let's talk about, since we on young football players, let's talk about that young football player, because you young, you about his age, you 25, he was 22. So Mark, see, and you used the money, but imagine had you never had money and then it just came on you all of a sudden. How do you think that you would have been reckless? And I don't want you to be honest. I mean, like, you got to be politically correct. I want you to be honest with us and tell us. So if you went from $50 one day to $50 million the next day, do you think you would have been reckless?
In different ways, and I've talked about this. I've talked about this on my own lives. I think that I was very irresponsible when I had access to a lot of money. I did very well for myself young. And with that being said, I made horrible decisions when it came to financial responsibility, when it came to setting myself up for success. I never ran in circles, or I never had came to face to face with issues like alcoholism or substance abuse.
Yeah. That, I'm talking about the money. I'm talking about at a young age, would you have went from $50 to $50 million, and the next day, would you have went and bought cars and lavish jewelry and, you know, and been crazy?
Yes.
And especially if you was the breadwinner for everybody in your life.
I did, and that's where one of my decisions, I went and bought the car that I wanted to, and I got scammed out of it, essentially. So I made reckless decisions in that aspect, but I never thought about doing anything outside of that. I just felt I have money, I'm gonna blow it. And I had to learn through trial and error, and essentially like just life lessons on how to be a better steward of my finances. So in that aspect, I will say it is very easy to one day wake up to a bunch of success and not know what to do with it. That's what happens with all these Disney stars.
Well, shit. It's the fame is the devil's edged sword. People don't know that. They think it looks all one. Oh, you rich and you everybody know your name and woo woo woo. There's a very dark side to fame too. There's a very dark side to fame that a lot of people can't handle. And thank God the man came at this age, because had he came at 22, I would have bought luxury cars and ran bitches off the road and jumped off bridges and everything else. I ain't gonna even lie, because I was young and wild and I was never used to money like that. And if I would have gotten money like that, and I've always supported my family, I would have been in control because I made the most money. So guess what? I ran everything.
Exactly.
But I do think there's a lot of conversation happening between, you know, people are drawing the comparison between, you know, Caitlin and this man. And it's like, what is your defense? Why this person did the same thing?
Well, maybe he should go get some titties, because it worked for that bitch. Maybe he should go get some titties, because she got off scot-free.
But I do say, I'm sorry, Mark. I just want to know, don't the leagues have a committee where they try to guide these young men, give them classes?
No, they care. T.T. Janice talked about this. They care. They do have some, they have some organizations and they have some things that they facilitate for players. But T.T. talks about this all the time. They, when it comes to young men, specifically young black men, they look at them to make money. Mm-hmm. When they go and try to pull you from your hood school, all-star, you know, quarterback for the school, and they try to bring you into the white neighborhood and put you in as the star quarterback for that team. They don't care about that. They care about making money and picking the best athlete. What you do with your personal life, that's auction block.
Got them on the block.
Well, since we're talking about, and you brought up Kanye, I mean, you brought up Caitlyn, let's go on to our next story, which is Travis Scott. Y'all gonna learn to leave that haunted mansion, Kardashian coochie, the hell alone. Everybody, and if you don't believe me, do your research. Every man that deals with them Kardashian coochies, whether it be Jenner coochie or Kardashian coochie, is all affiliated. All y'all are going, you see what, and it's so tragic that 8 people died. Young people, I think the youngest was 16. They reported, Dawn said 14. And then I think the oldest was 23. These are young people, whole life ahead of them. Stampeded and trampled and just, oh my God. It's ridiculous. And they blaming him. But I did just see a post before I came on to say, well, he was going to pay for all the funerals. He was going to cover all the funerals. But you know people smell money. They're going to try to sue him and Drake like you wouldn't believe behind this. Because hundreds of people were hurt.
I don't understand why they would try to sue them. When the promoters, I thought we were still at limited capacities of having for concerts.
I think they were outside, Don, that's why.
Yeah, but it's still social distancing. They was all up on each other, stomping each other.
They were all up on each other.
Wasn't it Texas has been open.
It's Houston. So, it was at the old Astro World. For those that live in Houston, it's off of 610 South, right by Papa Do's. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
from my understanding, the lawsuits are already up over $100 million.
They ain't gonna get nothing.
You know. Well, no, they will. My thing is this, though. I don't hold Travis responsible because he's the talent, right? And when you are performing and you're in that mode, you are not aware of what's happening necessarily.
No.
And it was as easy as the promoter's security to make a quick call to the soundboard to say, shut the sound off so we can figure out what's going on. But that didn't happen. So I'm not blaming Travis Scott because if I'm here, I know y'all are going to attack me. If Alec Baldwin is the talent and doesn't have accountability when it comes to the gun, then Travis Scott is the talent. He doesn't have accountability for what happened in his concert.
Yeah.
I tell y'all what. It's the young music. I'm telling y'all. Go get you some Frankie Beverly. Go get you some Jeffrey Osborne. You ain't going to want to hurt nobody. You ain't going to want to shoot nobody. You're going to want to have sex and go to sleep.
Look, 46 Ming said that they would not get any real money. This is Texas, and she ain't lying.
The music is garbage.
This is the great state of Texas. She is absolutely positively correct.
It's scary. I'm going to bring Jan on. Cassie, I'm going to take you out and bring Jan on, babe. Thank you, Cassie, for coming on and giving it to us. Baby, let me tell y'all something. I'm glad they didn't give me $50 million back then. I would have been a lunatic. I was already a nutty bitch.
They didn't give it to me either. I told you that my 1989 Chevy Cavalier was flying in Texas.
My first car was a Gremlin. Oh, when in my last year of high school, I know that's way old. None of y'all like, what the fuck is a Gremlin? And it was brown with orange seats, baby. That was my shit right there, though.
Right, first lady. He did after 40 minutes. He did stop and say, "I think someone passed out over there." Which again, he did what he could do, but to blame him is ridiculous.
They should be blaming.
They looking for a scapegoat, and unfortunately, he's still a black man in this country, and Drake is involved in that. So they smell money because Drake is involved. No matter what Travis Scott has, and then it's the Kardashians is affiliated with it, and you know they got plenty of money. Right. So I'm telling you, it's people smell money. They like sharks in the water when they smell blood. They going after it.
Exactly.
I don't follow him either. I'm not answering the private calls. But
I fought Alec Baldwin a lot more than I would fought. I will say
you come up off Alec Baldwin. I told you that was a conspiracy. They did that so he wouldn't make no more Trump jokes. You see, he ain't made no more Trump jokes.
I'm still confused about that. How they had that the bullet. I'm still confused. I don't know.
But I think people, you know, in the limelight and flame, you know, as your stuff goes higher, be aware of.
Who's calling?
Don't trust your team or the people who are put around you.
Okay, I have to call you back. I'm tipping my podcast.
Be your own boss, your own person, and be responsible for you. That's what you have to do at the end of the day. And so I think that's the bigger conversation. They give these celebrities, these teams, people are, you know, in and out and all these different things. do your own due diligence, because no matter what level of fame or success you have, you always are going to be held accountable for your part of something.
Right. I agree.
Where's Janet? Paging Jeanette? Paging Jan.
She said Lord. I think they're having issues because she's, you know, we're both in jail, but they're letting me on right now.
They did let you on, Mark, and you've been on for quite some time.
I do want to talk about the filibuster.
That's not one of the topics today. Fuck that filibuster. Did they put the anti-lynching law in there? Fuck that filibuster. I was watching The View this morning, and they were talking about once the filibuster passed, the damn the deficit was going to go up. Baby, Donald Trump sent the deficit into a tailspin. Y'all ain't said shit about that. He took us into trillions. I ain't trying to hear none of that. He lied, baby.
Yeah, each minority party, they always go to that defense about the deficit. The deficit is always a problem with every party in charge. It doesn't matter. But I will say this, to prove my point last week, and I always say, I will come around when I'm right, and I will bring it up in everybody's face, because we talked about the Progressive Caucus, and the Progressive Caucus sat with their hands covered, and they voted no on this bill. And guess who came through? 12 Republican members in the House voted yes. Meanwhile, the Progressive Caucus sat back.
I tell y'all all the time, that's because the Democrats on bullshit. The only one that's gangster is my woman. My woman is the only one that's gangster. When I meet her, I'm gonna take the pen off, and we gonna share it. Yes, we are.
Oh no.
I love Nancy Pelosi.
When people say that the progressives are not. They're not fracturing the party, and progressives are, you know, they're on the front line. Just remember, if it was not for those 12 Republicans and those progressives who sat back, just remember this bill still would not be passed.
Let me tell you something, Mark. I'm not giving them 12 Republicans no pass. They only did it because they can't stand Trump.
Not either.
They only did it because now he's trying to come up with his own party. Now he's trying to break a divide in the GOP. He's destroying the GOP. And you know what? No better for him, because they allowed him to put, they put him in that position to do that shit.
Mm-hmm. They left? Mm-hmm.
If they let them go in again, well, then they are as dumb as everybody thinks they are. In my opinion, I don't think it's happening, but I think it's just to get some money going, you know? Because he's the money man.
It's always about money. It's always about money. When we're talking about money, let's talk about Rittenhouse case and Ahmaud Arbery case, that they got one black juror on both those cases. One black juror. And Ahmaud Arbery, where Ahmaud Arbery was killed at, they have a lot of black people down there.
Yeah. I thought they only had one black person.
They have one black person, but they have a lot of black people in that county. So I'm saying, why they didn't bring more people.
On the jury.
Yeah.
And then the judge said this, you know, he called it out, but he didn't do anything about it.
Because they probably tied his hands. See, a lot of times we think they got positions of power, but their hands be tied. The only person that did what the fuck they wanted to do was Trump.
It's called election time, and he needs money for election.
No, the law prohibits, so the only people who are responsible for agreeing and picking the jury are both the state and the defense. It's up to the attorneys. The judge, from my understanding, has no authority to pick or make sure that they're an impartial jury, which is confusing, because your whole purpose as a judge is to ensure that there's a fair and impartial trial.
And you think it's going to be fair?
No, but I think what this judge did when he made that comment, because he clearly stated on the record that he believed that there was clearly discrimination in picking of the jury, I think he is setting this up for the appellate court to have to be the one to come down.
Right, okay.
But that's not a setup. I'll do that. I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm okay with more attention.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think he did that. He set it up for that reason, for when now, at the end of the day, once it's out of his courtroom, the appellate court is going to have the final say, and then it might go up to the Supreme Court.
Is it being held in that same county where he was
mm-hmm.
killed? Yeah. So why didn't they ask for a change of venue? That's what I'm not understanding.
Because the judge has the right to override that, because if he wants that case. Right. And you know that's going to make national news. That could do wonders for his career. So you got to look at it in all capacities. Because look what it did to Ito when Ito was the judge over the killer. Not Trayvon. Yeah. The other one. OJ. Yeah. It did wonders for Ito's career.
It did.
Yeah.
And fame. I told you, a lot of people want the fame. They want that fame. Yeah. I want to be known. I want to be famous. I want to be, honey, it is a double-sided sword. I promise you.
But you know what? While I have my marquee, I want to touch base with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not, because, you know, I'm in jail with you. He did that to play on words. And if you go back and look and he says, yeah, and then he goes on with his explanation, and he uses some words that are more pertinent in that spectrum of medicine. But it's not, because it's nothing unusual for sports figures to tap into other sources because they want to stay young and they want to perform forever and ever. So that wasn't the deal breaker. He knew what was expected of him and he played on it. And since then, he's come out with all these lies. You know how when you get caught in a lie and you keep trying to explain it away, you'll go away and think about it for a little bit, and then you'll come back and say, but because I said that because of this, you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
First, he said that he was allergic to the something in both the Pfizer.
He stole that laugh from me on the Breakfast Club. Uh-huh.
And then he said that he always thinks about him later deciding to have a kid. So Aaron is just lying, and he has done what he thought was a good job of covering that good old boy, I'm just a trailer type of person. He hasn't covered it well at all.
Y'all gave Colin Kaepernick the blues for taking a knee. Ain't that some shit?
Right. And he did too. And then turned around and treated his parents like they were nothing. So his credentials, I'm not buying it, because every sports person you talk to, they always trying to do something. The Lance Armstrong, the Tom Brady, who wants to bring his own trainer on the field. He has to have this special drink for energy. And it's been tested, so it's nothing in there. But all this in their heads are going to keep them at optimal fighting levels forever and a day. What they fail to realize is when you decide to retire, you're going to still have the aches and pains of playing that sport.
Uh-huh. And Dawn, you had said a lot of the older players need to come and talk to the younger players. But girl, a lot of the older players, remember, they got that brain disease because they was getting hit in the head so hard. Remember, Will Smith made that movie about it. Speaking of Will Smith, let me tell you something. If we wasn't scared enough about the goddamn vaccine, you want to make I Am Legend 2. Will, I need you to knock it off.
You're right. And for the athlete, it starts in high school. Those private schools come gunning for those young, non-blue-eyed. I'm trying so hard not to go back to jail.
Oh.
But they come for those young athletes. And then they convince these young athletes, see how much better it is for us if you play for us and not your community. And so then the parent thinks, oh, yeah, they love him. They love him. No, they sent a cab. No, they want them for their athletic ability. Then they go to college and they still want the rock star
treatment.
And every time they go to a recruit, they don't have sisters there. They have blue eyes there.
Dawn, I saw that the other day where they were doing a comparison of how we used to be on the auction block and how they were doing the football players on the... Right. I mean, and how they were doing the slate. Yeah, I saw that. That was deep. That was real deep.
It's really deep. And the schools put, and there's a lot of money that goes behind it, actually. So yes! We actually have, in my neighborhood, the biggest schools, right, two blocks down, I hear them doing marching band right now. They lost all their state titles because an investigation showed that they were hunting these athletes in these poor or minority-ran communities, taking them here, putting them in apartments in the zip code so it looked like on paper that they were a zone for this school.
Yeah.
And they were here and they were state champions.
Mark, now you listen to what you just said, because the whole conversation talking about Henry Ruggs III is exactly what I said. They go, they take them boys from 0 to 60 and they don't surround. And you can't, I'm, and I know y'all gonna think I'm racist behind this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. You cannot surround a young black man or a young black woman with a team of white folks that don't understand, because you can't tell me my story if you're not a part of who I am, my culture. At, you cannot.
At least if they would have gone to HBCU, which the government took half of their funding, they could have
gotten half. They took more than half.
Well, they would have gotten some type of training, because the coaches will remind those kids of that either their daddy, stepdaddy, uncle, pawpaw, somebody.
Come on, pawpaw.
I'm just saying, at a HBCU, the coaches more than likely would train these kids and talk with them. Well, not, let me not say train, mentor these young athletes.
Let me tell y'all this. So, and my baby goes to HBCU, but that ain't the sport he plays. He plays mechanical engineering. But he's also covered by a Black Men's Caucus, which was very important to me. And these are black men that are successful, and not financially, just financially successful. They're successful in life with their businesses. Exactly. And so they're teaching my son things that I couldn't teach him. So I'm on board with that, because I don't know who's coming back to me, but I know he's going to be a better man than he was when he left here.
But, you know, let me
and
also... let me also say this. You know, I'm not saying that that's a mirror of everybody's home unit, because there are still two family residences with the dad and the mom. But because we let blue eyes make us think whatever they have is better, that's when you start getting sucked in. Because they giving everybody matching bags, because they got your name on the bag. And so we automatically, now we assume that you've been giving your kids the best of everything.
Mm-hmm. They giving them Tumi luggage. Y'all don't know nothing about Tumi. They give you Tumi luggage. I love Tumi. They just steal it at the airport all the time.
Now all of a sudden it's not good enough. Now we pulling and we're sucking them in. We're sucking them in for their athletic ability. We're not sucking them. They're not sucking them in because of who they are. They want a winning team, and they want to be painted as the damn, excuse me, nice white people on Instagram. They want to suck them in because they want to be the blind side. That's all that's
about. The great white hope.
That's all that's about. So now we plant it in their heads. And so now they're not in our households anymore. They're gone to the university where they ain't even touching the same coochie every single night. It ain't no such thing as a girlfriend or she a nice girl. They get
look, what school? So wait a minute, what school?
and that's the truth. I've gone on these recruit trips. I've seen the girls that they pass around the night before the parents get there.
Yep.
They sit close to the recruits, and but the recruits don't even want to turn around and say hi, because now they shame.
Yeah.
Because the parents didn't make it there.
And they had an episode just like that on Law & Order SVU before, and because they put him on video, and he committed suicide or something, because he was... They tricked them into having a bunch of white girls, but it was a white boy that gave him fellatio. So it does happen more often than not. So it does happen.
And I'm not saying that he got game with
for everybody. I'm simply saying that somebody in your circle really got to have your back. You know, and if you go to making all the money, that will inflate the kid's head as well. That's not good and safe. Because if you just now in their head and they didn't sound the contract, they ain't listening to you no way. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a young man who's playing in the league. He called my son and he said, dude, my dad just called me and said, why was I buying pizzas for my whole team? And he said, dad, that's cool. Be hands off. And look, he making the money. But his dad wanted to know, you know, if somebody took his car. Because you in one state and they in another.
Wow.
Well, let's go on to Rittenhouse, because, baby, we can stay on this football and all the scams and shit. I wish I was a football player or a new one. Well, I did back in the day, but but I ain't telling y'all. You want to hear about that joke? Go watch They Ready. There's truth to every joke I told. There is truth to every joke I tell. Let's go on and talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. He also has one black juror, but they prayed. He killed 9 black folks in the church after they prayed with his ass. Do you understand what kind of monster you have to be after the black folks been in the church praying for you? You a stranger. And then he sat there and listened to the prayer for what, 30, 40 minutes? So yes, all this time, he could have said, you know what, the Spirit of God should have touched me and I'm not going to do this. And but he did. His mind was so made up and he did just what he wanted to do.
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking about Dylan Roof. I'm sorry. That's my bad. You're right, Mom. Okay, right. Rittenhouse is the 14-year-old boy that walked down the street with the gun, walked right past the police with the gun, like, nigga, what? They ain't said nothing. They ain't said shit.
An automatic.
Big old gun, too. Wasn't no little gun. Big old gun hanging off his side, just walking. And his mammy drove him up there. And I said what I said. His mammy drove him up there. His mammy drove him up there to commit murder. They should lock that bitch up, too.
How many black people on this jury?
One.
Is that the only black person? Is that the only black person in that town? No.
Oh, no. It's Kenosha.
Wisconsin. And they got lots of Section 8 in Kenosha, Wisconsin, baby. It's lots of black folks there and poor white folks. But let me tell y'all something. I want to say this without getting myself in trouble. If they get these boys off, we need to really act a fool. Because it's just showing that we haven't progressed at all.
And these gun laws, you know, they do what they do. But, you know, as a parent, why would you allow your son to have
that?
Wasn't
he 17?
Because she took him. Because she's special.
Right. But what is, he's not going to shoot deer. Because you'll tear the animal up if you shoot the deer.
Yeah, and what's his excuse? He was protecting the business. Nigga, you was in a whole nother county across state lines.
So I'm not understanding why the prosecutor and the defense, they're going to find one black person.
Let me get on our case about that too, Dawn. We talked about this. A lot of us. Get them jury duty papers in the mail. We throw that shit in the garbage. I ain't going.
Every time I got called and I got X'd out all the time.
They don't hardly ever call me. Call me. I come to court. I'm going to be coming. Lovely titties right here.
They don't call. I have never once gotten a paper.
Oh, I'm going to come in with a short dress on, titties sitting right up under my chin and say, how can I help you? Let me help you. Let me save you.
You know, I will say this too, and I hate to be like this way, but
you know, you Megan, come on Megan,
as being as objective as possible, I will say prepare for the worst. I think that they will get his mom and they will get him on some
no they're gonna it's too obvious right. they're gonna get him. He might not get the max, but they're gonna get
what's gonna happen. They're gonna do him like they did that other man that killed Floyd. They're going to make an example out of him, and his mother, the love of his life, is going to get up there and speak on how she was his love. He was her firstborn, and she loved him, just disregard of who he killed.
Mm-hmm. But from a legal perspective, I think, from my understanding, because he was getting, they did come at him and strike him, and so there is the self-defense to an extent.
No,
he ain't got no damn self-defense.
No. I'm saying in the law, this is how they're going to put it
he
out.
He killed two white boys. He ain't getting off. He killed two white boys.
And how many black people had no gun?
And they tackled his ass. Because the black people tackled him.
He killed two white folks, but he shot several other white folks.
You know what I think the relationship between him and his mother is? It gives me quite incestuous. It gives me very incestuous.
But because he killed white people, they're gonna take that seriously. But if it would have killed one of us, he probably would have got 10 years probation, adjudicated probation, with a suspended sentence.
I don't think they'll get him on second degree murder charges. I think that if we'll see a manslaughter, if anything.
No, they ain't gonna drop the charges. He killed somebody white, Mark.
But you have to understand. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But he killed somebody white. It's different when it's white on white.
But
if he would kill black people, they probably would have gave him a Class C misdemeanor.
Well, regardless.
Or a medal. Shit.
this is one, the mom is just absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, the mother is his sister, Mark.
Stop.
You heard, look, you heard me tell that joke on stage before. So, the little girl came after my daughter. I told her to go right down the street and tell her, your mom and daddy, brother and sister. She surely did. Baby, Karen came to my house, but Karen didn't know who she was fucking with.
At the end of the day, it's important that we worry in this situation ourselves. Because if there were riots going on here last year, bad, right down the road. If a business owner would have came to me and said, hey, I know you, your arms, can you come help me? No, I can't.
No, didn't nobody ask him? He jumped up and she drove him.
Correct, but I'm saying this is the mentality of a lot of people. Let me go save my community. Let me go stand up for the business owner. Worry about yourself.
It wasn't his community.
No, it wasn't. I know. But the larger conversation is that this is the mentality of a lot of people. I've heard it. People say, oh, you don't come to my area, or I'm going to go protect these businesses. No, protect your house. Because if you come to my house, you ain't leaving my front yard.
That's a horse of a different color, because if he was at home and the people would have gone to his house, right, to ride or whatever, different. He had every right to protect his property.
But my point is, on public streets, sir, this is where people are going today. They're thinking that they can go out in public with their guns and save this business and do that. You know what? It sucks that the malls are burning down when that stuff happens. But I don't care about those malls. They have insurance policies.
Yeah, they have
come
insurance.
To my house if you want to.
I ain't giving that nigga no kind of pass. Him and his mama jumped in a car and drove across state lines to go do exactly what he did. And then they let that bitch drive her son. And then she drove him back home the same night. Bullshit.
They had to extradite him.
It was planned. And she,
but you know what?
His
GoFundMe is in place for his legal. And I hope his legal used up every dime he has.
Yeah, because then they raised like $2 million for his legal fine.
I thought it was $300,000, but that's I hope they, whatever they raise, that they exhaust in failed appeals.
Exactly.
And I will say this, that I'm not trying to be mean, but whoever you are doing big things, it's actually, you cannot actually go protect a business. It is against the law in a lot of jurisdictions. So before you go do something crazy, you might want to check your law.
We ain't going to do that because we mind our own business. That was some dumbass white boy. Right. Let me just call it out. That was a dumbass white boy with a stupid ass mama. Let's just call the shit out. We don't do that. We'd be like, if you don't sit your dumbass down and mind your business, that's what we do.
But that's how you know that stuff is taught. You know what I mean?
It's the mentality.
Right, because he was a tween, 13, 14, come on.
Racism is a learned behavior. We have talked about it and talked about
when
it.
When the mom gets in the vehicle and gives him the assault rifle.
I want to know, did the bitch give him a pep talk on the way there? Was she gassing him up? Was she, yeah, go out there, baby. Do it. We're going to make history. We're going to be known. Fame, see?
Listen.
And as much as it's horrible, he's still famous. I told you, fame is very dark on the other side.
Right.
When you sit up there and teach your children 3 and 4 years old how to shoot a rifle, go to the deer lease and hit an 8-point or a doe, something is wrong with you.
My biggest issue was the military people driving right past him with that big ass gun on his side. Yeah. Nigga, this ain't aliens. You ain't Sigourney Weaver with no big ass gun trying to kill aliens.
But yet still, we Black Lives Matter, and we ain't got nothing but signs in our hands.
Okay.
Maybe they would have rolled us over.
Ridiculous.
The mentality from the mother's perspective, it's mother specifically, but parents in general, it is in our DNA to protect our offspring. Like, that's why lions kill other lions' cubs. They want to further and give further longevity to their DNA. And so the fact that this
DNA
woman,
to mind our own business too.
But this woman got her son and took him to this area with a weapon.
Right.
What mentally is she going through?
And that drive was more than an hour. I think that drive was more than an hour, according to the news. So they had a whole hour to turn around and say, you know what, this ain't right. Because no matter what you are, what color you are, racist or whatever, everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of comments of people thinking that it's legal to do what he did. Y'all need to go look at your laws.
No, you don't. Y'all just need to wait for them to hook that nigga up. And I hope when he get in jail, the Aryan brothers remind them that he is one of their white Aryan brothers and make him a white Aryan sister. Because that's young white cakes. Look, little young tight cakes. Oh, I know how they do in prison,
babe. They're not tight. Those are not tight.
I know how they do in prison.
You got in trouble before.
They probably got him in the county jail. Is he still in the county jail or is he home on bond?
I know he's probably in the Holiday Inn being fed Burger King.
No, that was Dylan Roof.
The state was feeding him and got him all shaped up and bring him.
All I know is if that was Jamal, Jamal would have been convicted.
You damn right.
He would have been convicted.
And I tell y'all what, the mother need to be hung out to dry.
Of course, she needs to be. I'm surprised the state didn't press charges against her.
Hey, I was shocked too.
Yeah.
It's child endangerment here. But I will say this, to your point, if that was Jerome, you know, it would have been convicted already. This is why I think it is important for, I get that a lot of people toward the left or Democrat policies are stricter gun laws. But if you are a black or brown or any minority, we need to be armed. And it's okay to go and take the classes, arm yourself and do it legally. It doesn't always have to be illegal, because you should want to protect yourself, because guess what? They're doing it on the other side. That's why.
But you know what, Mark? It's not as that simple. Let me tell you something. When my ex-partner who was on here, Nick Smith, who lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, went through all of the galleys, never been in trouble with the law, upstanding, college educated. Well, he went through all the galleys down there to get his gun license and they didn't give it to him. He couldn't purchase a gun. This is why, because he is a big black man. I'm telling you, the racism is right there. That's why I'm telling y'all, Pookie Ray Ray them, call me 1-800, I know them niggas. Call me 1-800, I know them niggas.
That's true.
That is crazy.
And Nicholas is completely legit, 800 credit score, everything that he checked all the boxes. And they denied him because they said because he hadn't lived in the state long enough. That was not it, because other people was going and buying guns.
He should have put on his application white.
Well, you have to get fingerprinted, take a picture.
Well, they would have found it when I got there.
He could have put on some white makeup. They do blackface. I'm gonna do white face.
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us for Laugh and Learn today. Dawn and Jan and Mark, thank you guys for carrying the show for me, because y'all know Lauren can't be here today and I am still under the weather with this cold, damn it. And I hate that we are so paranoid that we forgot that the common cold is still happening every day.
I know.
You know, you sneeze, you cough, I got the Roni. You don't have the fucking Roni. Go get a test and make sure you don't have the Roni. But the common cold is still happening and the weather is changing and... Yeah. You're going up in the grocery stores and people touching the carts and they give you them wipes at the grocery store, but I think the wipes be reused. I take my own shit. I spray everything. I think some of the wipes have been used 2 or 3 times. They just put them back
I
in the thing.
Don't they be dry?
I'm like, y'all never used these already. I'm gonna bring my own shit.
I want y'all to get out of my head. Oh, y'all got me now watching. I just come walking in. I'm so tired of y'all.
Listen, Flame, you did a wonderful job. Lauren, we love you. We're lifting you up in prayer, my baby. We love you, honey. We love you.
And I just want to say two things really quick. In regards to Lauren, I lost my father at a young age, and I don't like people reaching out to me all the time. And right. I think it's awkward. I don't want people. Some people don't want you feeling pity. Allow people to have their space.
Right.
When the time comes, if they want to talk about it or say thank you, do that. But it is a little bit overwhelming sometimes.
That's very true, Mark. Because since Miss Marsha passed, I've spoken to Lauren on the phone for about 2 minutes one time. We text.
That's good.
And because I'm giving her her time. Yeah.
We're cancers.
But we love you, Lauren. We know you're watching. We love you, my baby.
When it comes to cancer specifically, but the other thing I want to say is, and this is just because I've been in circles lately, before you vaccinate your kids 5 to 11, talk to your pediatrician and have an honest conversation and do what's best for you and your kid.
I ain't got no kids in that age bracket.
Said that they only offering $100. So hell.
Are they offering money? Are they actually offering money to take the vaccine?
I did for kids, $5 to $11, $100.
Talk to your doctor. Please talk to your pediatrician that you trust. Go over your child's medical history.
Well, shit. If I wasn't scared, that just scared me. Will Smith, I know you're not watching, but don't do no damn Iron Legend 2. Let's fix this shit, because we already damn scared. You, all I think about the movie, they go in the dark, and they just was eating. They ate the damn dog. And they were smart. They hooked them up and had them hanging from the car. Bullshit. Thank you guys for joining me for Laugh Alert today. Bye, Dawn. Bye, Mark. Bye, Jan. Y'all bye-bye. Can follow Dawn. Dawn does readings with Dawn. Texas Star. 40, was it 47 or 27?
I'm getting ready to start after you finish.
Oh, okay. See, she's going to come on. And then Marky Mark. I would say Marky Mark and Jan come on, but they both in jail.
Yeah, we won't be on.
So, yes, thank you guys for joining us for Laugh and Learn tonight. I'm not sure if I'm going to do Love Lounge tonight because I'm going to see how I feel later. I feel better now, but that's why I kept my onesie on because I'm, baby, I don't want to be coughing and gawking and shit. People looking at you want to pull out guns at you. The white boy may walk past me with the big gun. Ain't nobody going to say shit. Mm-hmm. I said it. Thank you guys for joining us for Laugh and Learn. Listen, two people ordered fans from me, and I can't find your address because y'all sent the Cash App money, but you didn't send the address, or I can't find it. So, please, if you have not received your fan, one was two people, one was one person. I got fans. Come on with it. And we have an announcement to make probably next week, huh? And we gonna, y'all gonna like it. Let me just say, y'all gonna like it.
Texas Star 42,
bitch. Texas Star 42, but you can't follow Mark and Jan because they both in jail.
I'm getting ready to start conversations with Dawn.
Okay. And okay, Dawn, we'll see you over there. Thank you guys for joining us today. I'll see you possibly later tonight. Peace.
Laugh and Learn is a production of the Black Effect Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by Chrissy Payne.